Hi, I'm Sarah Sunling Blackburn. I'm the author of Exclusion in the Chinese American Story, which is part of the Race to the Truth series. I realized that I didn't learn much about Chinese American history when I was growing up. I was a teacher, and it was really important to me that my students had books and pictures and things around my classroom that represented who they were. And it wasn't until I was almost 30 that I first read a book where I was like, oh, wait, this one is about me. I'd been spending all of this time thinking about how I could do this for my students, the people who I worked with, and realized that people like me rarely had that experience ourselves. So it was really important to me to try to help create some more of those stories, some of those histories, so that we can see ourselves too, where we can feel like we belong just as much as everybody else does. There was a lot of research that had to go into this book, partly because, like I said, I didn't learn most of this when I was in school myself. So I really had to start from almost nothing. A lot of the material that's out there is for adults. So part of it was thinking about how do I make this fun and interesting for a kid to read while also still being very honest. One of the important pieces of the research for me was telling the truth about some of the difficult things that Chinese Americans faced while also making it still feel hopeful and welcoming for people who are reading it. So that meant a lot of time looking at pictures of real people, trying to understand, like, who was this person, this individual? Because I think when we look at the individuals and not just, you know, the big dates and the big timeline, we can really start to feel what it was like to live at that specific time. And then we can think about how that is like our life today and the lessons that we can take moving forward from there. I loved finding the stories of people who I'd never heard of before. You know, there were some names in the book that you might have seen or heard about, you know, that show up in documentaries or other places, but it was discovering some of these people that I had never heard of who did some great things that meant the most to me. There's a teenager named Mabel Pinghua Lee, who I write about, who was really active in the women's suffrage movement. That's the movement for women to get the right to vote. And I didn't realize that there was this Chinese American teenager who had sat on a horse and led a march through New York City for women's rights to vote. And I thought it was so cool that there were young people who looked like me, looked like my family, who had contributed to making our country better for everyone. And so finding those stories and then telling them to a new audience so that maybe those names become a little bit less forgotten was just such a joyful part of the experience for me. I couldn't fit everything into this book. To tell the whole story of Chinese American history would fill, you know, bookstores and bookstores, libraries and libraries. So I tried to tell stories that would make the reader want to learn more. I hope that when you put this book down, you want to find more stories. That could be more books. It could be watching a documentary, reading an article, talking to an elder in your life to hear the stories, whether you identify as Chinese American or not, realizing that there are so many untold stories out there that we can learn a lot from if we hear them. And I also hope that this book inspires you to want to make this world a place where more people feel like they belong. That was really the key idea behind the book for me. Even though exclusion is in the title, I actually think the book is about belonging. And so I hope that as people put this book down, they realize that there's no one way to be American, that so many different types of people can belong here and are encouraged, inspired to think about what that means in their own lives and how they can help expand that belonging for the people that they know too.